What poem do you wish you'd written and why? This is a hard question. I love so many poems and poets. I think I'll start with this one, Love in the Ruins, Jim Moore. The first stanza of that poem I wish I had written because it's so succinct and it's so true. It's one of those universal specific experiences that everyone can relate to. And the economy of how he uses this image and to talk about a family in its final stages, a family as it begins to fade. I think I'm so taken with it because as I turn 45 in a few weeks, this idea of, yeah, none of this is permanent. All of this is leaving us. We're leaving. We're in the process of turning into other forms. So the stanza reads, I remember my mother toward the end, folding the tablecloth after dinner so carefully, as if it were the flag of a country that no longer existed, but once had ruled the world. I see that mother. I see my mother. I think we all see and know what that feels like. William Stafford has that quote about digging deep enough into your story that you reach everyone's story. And the simplicity of that, of the language he uses, and again, just using an image that's doing so much work there. I threw my pen down. It's okay, you wrote something, Jim. I wish I had written that. Again, so many poets I wish I could say the same thing about. I throw my pens often, so. But I also talk about a little bit about Yusef Komunyakaa's Ode to a Drum. I just think this poem is fierce. I was a young poet the first time I heard it at Cave Canem, and I heard him read it. And so to hear it in the poet's voice, with that immediacy, with that frankness, sometimes you just know when when a poem has really been written from a person's core. And I think this is one of those poems. It's about the thing it's about, and it's also just, it's so ancient and so much wider and bigger than the poet could ever be in front of you, I think, which is amazing. It's one of those kinds of poems. And sonically, lyrically, it's just beautiful. You know, to start with that address, Gazelle, I killed you for your skin's exquisite touch. The tenderness and the destruction involved in any kind of loving, in any kind of survival. How we're both, we're the thing being destroyed and the destroyers. And because we're human, because we're higher ordered animals that are supposed to know how to think and know how to control our urges, our base urges, and how to be with each other on this planet, I just think this poem really encapsulates all of that. The line that made me sigh when he first said it was, weeks ago I broke you as a woman shattered me into a song beneath her weight. What? I think I audibly said, what? When I heard him say that line. It's the reason why he's a master. He's won almost all of the major awards to be won. He is sure in his voice and sure in letting that higher self speak in this poem and many of his other poems. So, Ode to a Drum, I wish I had written that one too. Kadoom, kadoom, kadoom.